Dearest Bhagavan, our most humble pranams at thy lotus feet.
亲爱的 Bhagavan, 我们虔诚地皈依在您的莲花足下。亲爱的 Bhagavan, 今晚来自新加坡的信众将进行戏剧表演，名称是改变你的思想，改变你的人生。戏剧内容叙述一个不诚实的餐厅老板，名字叫 Manikam， 他因为上主以顾客的形象出现在他的面前，从而使他的人生获得转变。让我们聆听上主的福音，并且改变我们的人生。 Swami， 在你的恩准下，我们现在进行戏剧表演，改变你的思想，改变你的人生。
Dear Bhagavan, this evening, the devotees from Singapore will present a drama entitled Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life. The drama revolves around an unethical restaurant owner by the name of Manikam, whose life was transformed when the Lord appeared before him as a customer. Let us listen to the messages of the Lord and transform our own lives. Swami, with your permission, we present this drama entitled Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life.
ರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ಕೃಪಾಲು ಭಜ ಮನ ಅರಣ ಭವ ಭಯದಾರುಣಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ಕೃಪಾಲು ಭಜ ಮನ ಅರಣ ಭವ ಭಯದಾರುಣಂ ನವಕಂಜಲೋಚನ ಕಂಜಮುಖ ಕರಕಂಜ ಪದ ಕಂಜಾರುಣಂ ನವಕಂಜಲೋಚನ ಕಂಜಮುಖ ಕರಕಂಜ ಪದ ಕಂಜಾರುಣಂ ಛವಿ ನವ ನೀಲ ನೀರಜ ಸುಂದರಂ ಕಂದರ್ಪ ಗಣಿತ ಅಮಿತ ಛವಿ ನವ ನೀಲ ನೀರಜ ಸುಂದರಂ ಪಠ ಪೀಠ ಮಾನ ತಡಿತ ರುಚಿ ಶುಚಿ ನವಮಿ ಜನಕ ಸುತಾವರಂ ಪಠ ಪೀಠ ಶುಚಿ ನವಮಿ ಜನಕ ಸುತಾವರಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮಚಂದ್ರ ಕೃಪಾಲು ಭಜ ಮನ ಅರಣ
ಹೋ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಹೂ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಆಡಿಕ್ವೇಟ್ಲಿ ಪ್ರೇಸ್ ಯು Rays of 1,000 billion suns can never be put into words. Even Lord Brahma cannot describe fully your glory. O lotus-eyed Lord Sai Rama, the name Rama is sweeter than sugar and the best of honey. As you go on repeating the name of Rama, it tastes like nectar itself. Show your compassion, Lord. The world is in chaos. The devotees are lost. All are helpless without your grace. Change their thoughts, my Lord. Change their lives. Oh, Sri Rama, listen to my prayers. Listen to my prayers. Listen to my prayers.
Sri Rama Chandra Kripalu Bhajamana Arana Bhava Bhayadarunam Navakanjalo ಚನ ಕಂಜ ಮುಖ ಕರ ಕಂಜ ಪದ ಕಂಜಾರುಣಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮ ಶ್ರೀರಾಮ
ಚೇಂಜ್ ಯೋರ್ ಥಾಟ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಚೇಂಜ್ ಯೋರ್ ಲೈಫ್
ಚೇಂಜ್ ಯೋರ್ ಥಾಟ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಚೇಂಜ್ ಯೋರ್ ಲೈಫ್ Change your thoughts and change your life.
The Lord Himself, after listening to Hanuman's prayers, comes to teach this lesson to all of us through the life of a restaurant owner called Manikam. Let us listen to the teachings of the Lord and transform ourselves.
Chinese New Year deal! All you can eat for 5 rupees!
Chinese New Year deal! All you can eat for 5 rupees!
Chinese New Year deal!
all you can eat for 5 rupees. Brothers, today is a very special day. It's Chinese New Year. By the end of today, we will be minting money. Let no one compare us with those roadside restaurants. Look at the crowds coming and eating. The whole village cannot resist this super deal.
But boss, we are not Chinese.
Does it matter? We are all global people now. Today we are Chinese, tomorrow we are French, bonjour, and day after tomorrow we are Spanish, hola. What is the difference? All have the same blood running through our veins. Lord Buddha says, all are one. Be alike to everyone.
But, boss, what is the story behind Chinese New Year?
Long, long, long time ago, there was a demon called Nian who terrorized the people and attacked them. People tried to stand up against him, but they all failed. Finally, God came and locked him up in the mountains at the edge of the world. After Nian was locked up, everyone was happy. But Nian escaped again. All thought deeply on how to defeat him. They then found a magic formula. They painted all their houses red, beat drums, and set off firecrackers. Nian was so frightened that he never, ever appeared again. This is why the Chinese always love the color red.
Wow, boss! You are brilliant! You must have a PhD in Chinese culture!
Just one question. During Chinese New Year, it is customary to also give out red packets with new dollar notes to unmarried poor bachelors like us. Can you please give us one tiny little red packet
with new notes?
To give is divine.
Silence. Chinese New Year has a totally different meaning for me. It's time for taking, not giving.
Now, back to business.
Chinese New Year deal. All you can eat for 5 rupees.
Chinese New Year deal. All you can eat for 5 rupees.
Chinese New Year deal. All you can eat for 5 rupees.
But boss, the customers don't know. You've added a very special magic potion to the food to make them super full, super fast.
Chandru, don't let anyone hear our trick about the magic potion in our food.
But boss, that is cheating.
Chandru, please hit him on the head.
Ouch! Why did you do that?
What do you expect for such shallow thinking? money comes to those who put in efforts. Whatever the means. You think we are running a charity here? All are like sheep to me. And I am the big fox. Now, enough of chatting. Attend to the sheep coming to Papa Fox.
The ever-compassionate, universal Lord Himself, heeding to Hanuman's prayers, now comes to Manikam's restaurant in the form of a customer to transform him and his colleagues by changing their thoughts and thus changing their lives.
Jaya Jaya Rama, Jaya Raghurama, Dasharatha Nandana Raja Rama, Abhaya Pradayaka Anandadayaka Tribhuvana Mohana Sitarama, Danava Bhanjana Dinodharana Prema Sagara Sai Rama, Prema Sagara Sai Rama.
Excuse me, Guruji, are you coming here for a singing contest or to eat?
Without singing to the Lord, there's no peace or happiness. Without praising His name, there's no feeling of bliss. Without love and devotion, we never will be free. Without service to Him, no salvation can there be. Without singing to the Lord, there's no peace or happiness.
Chandru! Yes, boss! I'm just here! Why are you screaming? Call the mental hospital and take this Guruji back to his home.
Ha ha ha. No need, my brother. Singing the Lord's glory is my nature. I'm mad about God. But please don't mind me. My singing will surely bring your shop good luck.
Good luck? My luck is already very good, sir. My astrologer says Goddess Lakshmi is resting on my palm. Goddess Saraswati is dancing on my shoulders. And Goddess Durga stands by my guard.
Well, you never know. Our fate is in the Lord's hands. Well, I am very hungry. And I've come to feast on your delicious food. I feel like I can eat the whole world. And I've heard that you are number one.
Number one? You bet, sir. You bet. But eat the whole world with your size? Never mind. Come in and order. Chandru!
Yes, boss!
Take his order.
Yes, boss. This way, sir. What shall you have, sir?
I want to try all that you have.
Sir, you think you can outsmart us? We have been in this business far too long, long enough to have a safety clause. What you waste, you pay. And let me tell you a secret. Our food is especially filling. So,
What will you have?
Sure. Everything on the menu, please.
Boss, we are going to make lots of money from this, brother. Jai Mataji!
Jay! Yarra nakamuka 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 arra nakamuka 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 arra nakamuka 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 nakamuka.
Ding dong. Brothers, what brings you here? I would love to have your business, but I think even the whole street won't have enough food for you guys, and the worst still for the two of you.
Boss, they can't even fit through the door.
Day.
Why, boss? Huh? What happened? You are scaring us. What happened?
Help, inspectors.
Health inspectors.
Food standard. Very, very, very poor. Fine. 10,000 rupees.
10,000 rupees. Devame.
Tenpandichi mayile, terodum veerile, manbola vandavane yaraditaro.
Yes, boss. Who was the first to greet the health inspectors so lovingly? Me, boss. Oh, mama. Oh, papa. Hey, Bhagavan.
Hey, Bhagavan. Sai Bhagavan. Hey, Bhagavan, Sai Bhagavan, Daya Karo Bhagavan, Kripa Karo Bhagavan, Sabpe Kripa Karo Bhagavan.
Here we go again. Guruji, my luck is going down, down, and down. Can you remind me what you said about luck, oh Guruji?
Remind me, my Lord. Remind me, my Lord. Remind me, my Lord, who I am. I'm Om. I'm Om. Divine Om. I'm Om. I'm Om. Divine Om.
What Om, Guruji? What Om? Good luck, you said. Good luck. You said your singing will bring good luck. Now Goddess Lakshmi has left my palm.
Boss, customer running without paying.
No. Please help me! Please help me! All of you, don't just sit there! Help me catch that thief! Don't let him go!
Ramu! Aha! Who says our customers won't help us when in need? See, all of them have gone to help us! What great fortune we have!
Yes, boss, you are right. I'm so proud of them.
Boss, I think Goddess Saraswati and Goddess Durga have also left us.
What? What are you saying?
I'm saying I think all our loving customers have gone. I don't see them coming back.
Andamani! Another 10,000 rupees lost, boss!
Tenpandichi mayile, Therodumayile, Manhola vandavane,
can't be happening.
My dear brother, be like the Chinese. They declare difficulties are our friends. Let us invite them. They know that happiness is an interval between sadness. Without knowing sadness, how can you know happiness?
Guruji! Guruji! Oh Guruji! Can you not see? I am suffering here. My entire business is collapsing in front of my eyes.
There is a proverb in the Chinese culture. The most delicious food is that got by hard work. One who enjoys his food without having worked hard is considered to be a lazy person. So everyone should work hard in a righteous way to earn a living. Manikam, my son, cheating is not the way.
Guruji? How do you know we are cheating?
I know everything, my son. You tried to cheat, and now you have lost much, much more than what you had tried to gain. Am I right?
You know this too? What am I going to do? I've lost everything. Tell me, Guruji. Please, tell me.
Change, change, change.
We can't change, Guruji. We have been like this all our lives. cheating is our way. It is in our blood. Taking, taking, and taking. That's all we know.
How much more losses do you want, guys? We have to change.
Ramu, impossible, yaar.
Yes, Chandru is right. It's impossible. It's in our DNA. Even if I wanted to change, I just don't know where to start. I have been cheating all my life. How to change, Guruji? How?
Change your thoughts and you will change your life.
Jai Jai Govinda Hare Om Narayana Narayana Jai Jai Gopala Hare
saint called Krishna Chaitanya. One day, he and his followers were dancing and singing ecstatically, oblivious to everything, being immersed in the contemplation of the Lord. A thief also joined this group. He had been a thief all his life and an arrant liar. He thought, as there were many rich men in the group, he could easily pick their pockets. While this was his intention, what happened was entirely different. The moment he joined the group, he forgot himself and began to sing and dance with the same fervor as others.
After the others had left, he sat apart for a while, watching Swami Chaitanya. The thief went towards Swami Chaitanya and said,
Swami, you are giving advice to so many persons. Please, please impart some holy message to me. Tell me first of all, who you are and what is your life story. I shall then give you a message. Swami, I am a thief. I've been leading the life of a thief and a liar. My name is Rama. People call me as Rama the thief. What a pity. I shall, however, give you a message. What will you give me as Gurudakshina? Swami, I shall give you a share in all that I get from stealing. I have no need for any such things. Give me instead a promise that you will not commit theft in the future.
Swami, I'm prepared to offer you anything, but I cannot agree to give up stealing.
If that is so, I shall impart a sacred prayer to you on one condition. In whichever place you may choose for stealing, you must recite the sacred prayer before you steal.
Thank you, Swami. Thank you.
Lord Chaitanya then proceeded to teach the thief the sacred prayer.
A holy person can change even a thief. The thief's heart had considerably softened after listening to Swami Chaitanya's words.
The mere sight of Chaitanya destroyed the sins committed by the thief. The touch of the saint freed him from the bonds of past deeds. The thief's heart was purified.
As he was leaving, he saw large numbers of people going to Chaitanya. The thief thought that this was a good opportunity for him to break into their houses. The richest man in the building had taken his wife and children to meet Chaitanya, leaving his house unguarded. The thief broke into the house and entered the safe room in which all the valuables were kept. But he then remembered that he had committed to Swami Chaitanya that he would not steal till he had completed recitation of the sacred prayer given to him by Swami Chaitanya.
Satatam smaraniyam vachasa satatam vadaniyam lokahitam mama karaniyam lokahitam mama karaniyam. Shayane Shayaneyam Aharnisham Jagaraneyam Lokahitam Mama Karaneyam Lokahitam Mama Karaneyam.
The lady of the house who had gone with all her jewelry had returned home and wanted to place her jewelry in the safe. She then saw a stranger in the room engaged in deep meditation, and he did not appear like a thief. She immediately called her fellow neighbors.
They thought he must be some saintly person who had honored their home by his visit. All of them began to offer worship to him.
On the completion of the recitation of the mantra, the thief opened his eyes and, to his astonishment, found a large group of people standing reverently before him. The lady of the house asked him,
"Oh, sir, who are you? Where have you come from? Our house has been sanctified by your visit. Please have your food in our home and redeem our lives by doing us this honor. Please, Guruji, please."
"Mother, let me.
tell you the truth. I am a thief. I've been a thief all my life. That's all I am. And that's all I ever was. I was going to steal from you. I just don't understand what's happening. If the mere recitation of the Lord's name can bring me so much honor and respect, although I come here only to steal, how many greater things may be in store for me if I genuinely recite the Lord's name for its own sake. Please, please, I beg of you, let me go to a forest. I shall spend the rest of my days contemplating on God and leading my life of a true ascetic.
Listening to his words of truth, the elders present were deeply moved, and they arranged to bring him in a procession around the village and to leave him in a forest as desired by him. Later, the thief went to Swami Chaitanya and reverently requested him to bless him so that he may become a real sage worthy of respect from the people.
The thief's transformation shows that all of us can change in spite of our bad habits. Giving up bad habits is like riding a bicycle. You may not be successful immediately, but as long as you keep trying and don't give up, you will succeed. Bhagawan Baba has said, take one step towards the Lord, and the Lord will take 100 steps towards you. Remember the Lord always.
Boss! Look at that! That guy was just like us, and he did the impossible! All he did was chant the Lord's name, and he changed. If he can do it, so can we. Guruji, trust me. I want to believe. My heart is yearning to believe. But my mind is running like a monkey. Share with me more, Guruji. I want to believe with all my heart that I too can change. That there is more in this life than cheating. Is there indeed salvation for someone like me who has done so much of wrong?
The Lord is ever waiting, my son. Take one step towards Him and He will take 100 steps towards you.
Show me, Guruji. Please, show me.
There once lived a great devotee of the Lord called Pundalik. But in his early years, he was a self-centered man who neglected his duties towards his parents, both of whom were old and ailing. He stayed in his house while he made his parents stay in a cowshed.
He feasted on delicious food while his parents starved.
He even sent his ailing parents to Kashi on foot, while he and his wife traveled on a bullock cart.
But one day he underwent a major transformation
through the Lord's grace and changed his thoughts and thus changed his life.
Pundalik began to serve them, attend on them, touch their feet and do all sorts of services for them whenever they had a fever or any other discomfort.
He was so devoted that he would not take any food until his parents had gone to sleep.
He had made such a significant change, so much so that once when Pundalik was serving his mother, the ever-merciful Lord Panduranga himself decided to grace him with his divine presence.
Panduranga Vithale Harinarayana Harinarayana Govinda.
Sleep, Amma. Sleep, Amma. You must be very tired.
Pundalik? Pundalik? My dear son, I have come to give you my darshan. But you are not looking at me. Whom are you serving with such single-minded devotion?
My mother, my Lord.
Is not God greater than your mother? Won't you have my darshan at least for 1 second?
My Lord, my parents are living divinities for me. I cannot have your darshan till I put my mother to sleep.
Meanwhile, Tukaram, Pundalik's guru, also came there.
My dear Pundalik, do you know who has come? It is God Panduranga himself. And yet, you are not caring for him. How is it?
Guruji, from the moment of my birth, I have been seeing this form of my mother, who was responsible for my birth, nourishment and sustenance of my body. I cannot repay what she has done for me, even in 1,000 lifetimes. Therefore, service to my mother is very important for me.
But he is God.
Yes, he is God. But my parents are also God. This goddess who has been right in front of me for the last 18 years is more important than the God who appears for a few moments and vanishes. If Lord Panduranga wishes to grant me darshan, please let him wait until I finish my service to my mother.
So saying, he threw a brick for Lord Panduranga to stand and wait. The Lord waited and waited and waited for his beloved child Pundalik.
My Lord, you are still here? You have been waiting for me all this time?
My child, for one like you, who serves his mother with such love, I can even wait 1,000 years. The world will always remain safe and prosperous if all the people cultivate such love and devotion towards their parents. May such noble sons like you proliferate in this world. Ask me anything, my child, and it shall be yours.
My Lord, your darshan has already sanctified my life. What more can I ask for, my Lord? What more can I ask for? I only pray that you shall remain here in this village so that all may have your darshan and blessings.
So it shall be, my son. So it shall be.
The Lord then transformed himself into a stone statue and blessed Pandharpur, Pundalik's village, with his permanent residence in the form of Vitthal. Even today, Pandharpur is amongst the holiest places in India.
The Lord himself coming. The Lord himself waiting. This is too much.
God would also wait for you, even with all your past misdeeds, as long as you change and dedicate your life to service. His love is like that of 1,000 mothers. He is forever waiting for you.
Guruji, you have opened my eyes. I too want to change like the thief and Pundalik. I yearn to have the grace of the Lord. I yearn to have his darshan. But Guruji, am I qualified to earn the Lord's grace? Do I deserve him after all that I have done? Can I alone make a difference in this world, Guruji?
He who has truth and courage in his heart will always succeed.
Sachi
अरे आजा रे भले कितने लंबे हो रस्ते वो थक न तेरा ये तन हो आजा रे आजा रे सुन ले पुकार डगरिया रहना ये रस्ते तरसते हो तू आजा रे इस धरती का है राजा तू ये बात जान ले तू कठिनाई से टकरा जा तू नहीं हार मान ले तू मितवा सुन मितवा तुझको क्या डर है रे ये धरती अपनी है अपना अंबर है रे ओ मितवा सुन मितवा तुझको क्या डर है रे धरती अपनी है अपना अंबर है रे वाजा रे
My dear child, if you need the Lord, you deserve Him. If there's righteousness in the heart, there will be beauty in character. If there's beauty in character, there will be harmony in the home. If there's harmony in the home, there will be order in the nations. When there is order in the nations, there will be peace in the world.
In the Kreta Yuga, it was Tapas. In the Treta Yuga, it was Yajna. In the Dwapara Yuga, it became worship. And now, in the Kali Yuga, it is Nama Smarana.
From that moment on, Manikam changed his life with Nama Smarana and made his mission in life to serve the Lord through Narayana Seva. With the Lord's name forever on his lips.
Manikam's love through Narayana Seva had touched the hearts of many. But just like all devotees, the Lord sends tests to bring out the best in us.
Mr. Manikam is doing so well that he's giving food to the poor. I'll deal with him. Mr. Manikam! I see you're doing prosperous seva, but you owe me 10 lakhs in debts, and you have not paid in spite of repeated reminders. I want you out of this place. place by tomorrow.
No. No, sir. Wait. Please wait. My lord. My lord will send the money. If I call him, he will surely come. What is money to him? If he wants, he can send the whole world's wealth in a second. He's Antaryami. He's listening. And he will send the money at the right time. All will be well, brother. Money will come. Just think, the Lord is helping the poor through us. Just wait a while longer. Please, just wait. All will be well. Trust in him. Please, trust in him.
Your Lord? Then ask your Lord to come by tomorrow.
Nandalala, Nandalala, daya karo Bhagwan. Bhavsagar se paar utaro, daya karo Bhagwan. Karo Bhagavan.
Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharat abhyudhanam adharmasya tadātmānam srujāmyaham paritrāṇāya sādhūnām vināśāya ca duṣkṛtām dharma samsthāpanārthāya sambhava
My Lord, you have come. You have come for this poor man. You have come for this former cheat and liar. What punyam have I done, Lord, to deserve your grace? What good merits have I done to deserve your darshan? I am nowhere in the likes of Pundalik, my Lord.
I have come, my child, for you have changed your thoughts, and in so doing, changed your life. You have selflessly served my poor children and nourished them with food and love when no one cared for them. Loving your fellow man is loving me. You deserve me, my son. You deserve me. For devotees who serve selflessly and surrender to me, I will always come running. That is my nature. That is my love. Your debts are cancelled.
Thank you, my Lord. Thank you.
Be happy and make others happy. Today is Chinese New Year, and the word China means my heart is my country. It's a new year for the whole world, because everyone's heart is his native land. I am Hridaya Nivasi and am always listening in the deep recesses of your heart. Make me proud to call you my devotee. Chant the Lord's name at all times and serve your fellow brothers and sisters. I'm with you always.
Yeah. Thank you. Remind me, my Lord, who I am.
Remind me, my Lord, remind me, my Lord, who I am.
Remind me, my Lord, remind me, my Lord, remind me, my Lord, who I am.
Love.
remind me, my Lord, who I am.
Veil, 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 Muruga.
जय बोलो भगवान श्री सत्य साई बाबा।